Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Magic Leo.
I'm Mindong. 54 days until March Madness tips off.
54 days, that's a little bit less than 2 months, as we said last time. But yes, we are back for another episode. Happy Friday to everybody. Great weekend coming up in store, and a lot of great college basketball games these past couple days, and obviously this weekend. The weekend slates are always amazing, so cannot wait for tomorrow's slate especially. But, yeah, just good to be back for another episode. A lot to talk about, so let's get to it.
Yeah, lots and lots to talk about, obviously. Said we're going to do an episode Thursday, but I decided to take the day off. You were ready, but I was like, not today. So, yeah, sorry about that.
All good. It happens. Everyone gets burned out time to time. We've definitely both experienced that. So without further ado, let's get things started. We did do an episode on Tuesday, but most of these games were about to start as we did the episode. So we'll cover all those real quick. We'll start with number one, Houston. They now go to 18-1, the number one team in the nation. 80-60 win over Tulane. Great win for them. Not too much to say about that one. This game, arguably the game of the week. It was number two, Kansas, and number 13, Kansas State. This game was absolutely phenomenal. Kansas State led this game at halftime by 5. Kansas storms back and sends this game to OT. And in OT, it was a game-winning Keontae Johnson alley-oop that sent Kansas State number 13 over their in-state rival, Kansas. What a phenomenal game this was. Both these teams now 16-2 and both 5-1 in the Big 12. Kansas State should be in the top 10 come Monday if they can win this weekend. Jalen Wilson did have 38 points and 9 rebounds in the loss. So he's looking like an All-American at the moment. But Keontae Johnson, really good performance here as well. Number four, Bama takes down Vanderbilt. Brandon Miller is the best freshman in college basketball, without a question. 30-10 in the win. Bama looks to be very strong, 6-0 in the SEC, 16-2 overall. Number seven, Texas falls to number 12, Iowa State in the Hilton. Tough game for them. Iowa State looked like the better team. They now moved 14-3, 5-1 the Big 12. Texas 15-3, 4-2 in the Big 12. Number nine, Tennessee takes down Mississippi State. A very sloppy first half. It was a very sloppy first half, but they managed to end up winning this game 70-59. Zakai Ziegler had a good game for Tennessee. Number 19, Clemson falls to Wake Forest. Chase Hunter did not play in this game, which is, I think, why they lost. But Andrew Carr had a good game for Wake Forest. Clemson now 7-1 in ACC play. Wake Forest, sneaky good team now, looking to make the tournament. They're now 6-2 in ACC play, 14-5 on the season. 21, Baylor took down Texas Tech, 81-74. Keontae George, one of the better freshmen as well in college basketball, with 27 points in the win. We move to Wednesday slate now. Number eight, Xavier, falls to who else but the DePaul Blue Demons. The best win for DePaul in a while. This is a phenomenal win. And I was jokingly saying DePaul was going to win this game, but DePaul actually went out and won this game. The spread was 8. I thought DePaul was going to cover that spread, and here they are. Umoja Gibson had a good game, and I'm very impressed with DePaul. Really gritty win. Shout out to Tony Stubblefield for getting the win. Number 10, Virginia takes down in-state rival VT, 78-68. Virginia Tech is now 1-6 in ACC play. From going from ACC champs to 1-6 is a tough turnaround so far. Number 14, TCU falls to West Virginia. West Virginia's first Big 12 win comes against number 14, TCU. Another big surprise on this Wednesday slate. Great win for them. And like I said, first Big 12 win this season. Number 15, UConn falls to to unranked Seton Hall, I should say. UConn is now 4-5 in Big East play. They are on a huge skid, and the skid continues. Is UConn on alert? We'll see. We'll hear your thoughts after I go to the slate. But Seton Hall, great win, and a much-needed one for them to hopefully move in the right direction. Number 16, Auburn, dismantles LSU. Really a one-sided game from the start. Number 22, Providence falls to number 20, Marquette. Great game, both sides, but Tyler Kolek had a really good game for Marquette. Marquette now in prime position to match Xavier. They're now 7-2. Xavier 7-1 in Big East play. They're right there, knock on the door. Providence, one game behind both of them as well. Number 25, Arkansas. It was a rock fight, and they lost the rock fight on the road against Missouri. 79-76. Great comeback from Missouri. They were down by like 10 or so with midway through the second. That came clawed back and won this game. Great win for them. We moved to yesterday's slate. Not too much here. Number three, Purdue dismantles Minnesota. It was Brandon Smith who had the best game, 19-7-7 in the win, 61-39. This was lopsided. Number five, UCLA, now 8-0 in Pac-12 play. They take down Arizona State, 74-62. And the biggest game of yesterday's slate, there was a lot of upsets, man, these past couple of days, and this was the biggest one of them all. It was number six, Gonzaga, at home, falling to, I don't think anyone would guess this, Loyola Marymount. Loyola Marymount took down Gonzaga. This team is looking pretty strong, Loyola Marymount, now 14-7, 4-3 in West Coast Conference play. And, yeah, the last-second runner from Cam Sheldon, he had a fantastic game, 27-9. And Gonzaga's 75-game winning home streak falls to Loyola Marymount. Shout out to them. Gonzaga, I know you made a video on them. You can talk about that when I'm done. But, I mean, we're happy to see them fall. I mean, we personally don't like Gonzaga. So, yeah, shout out Loyola Marymount. 11, Arizona takes down USC. Not too much there. Charleston survived a first half squander. They were losing in the end of the first half to 0-6 Monmouth, 1-18 Monmouth. They ended up winning this game, though, in a second half rally. And 23 Rutgers falls to Michigan State. Just a Big Ten rock fight. Not too much else to say about that. And 24 FAU, now 8-0 in Conference USA play. They take down UTSA in the win. What were your thoughts on these past 3 days? It was a very good slate with a lot of good upsets.
Yeah, I'll start with Tuesday. No surprises for me, honestly. Yeah, just no surprises whatsoever. Wake Forest, I thought was going to be Clemson. And sorry to say that. I caught that. But, yeah, no Hunter as well. Kind of hurt. And, yeah, Wake Forest has re-entered the bubble conversation. The Kansas-Kansas State game, though. That was a heck of a game. Keontae Johnson with the game-winning alley-oop. That was cool. That play they drew up was really nice. And you said Jalen Wilson's playing into All-American play. I think he is an All-American. He's shown it this whole year. I think him and probably Edie are probably just All-Americans at this point. We can just put them in. We'll go to Wednesday now. My computer decides to load it. Yeah, DePaul, man, I know you're happy about this one. For the past, 4 years now, we've said the light's in the tunnel. And obviously this season, their record doesn't really show it, but this is a monumental win for them. We were really surprised, though, that no one stormed the court. I know you have.
No, I don't know why no one stormed the court. I was like, what's going on? You just took down a top 10 team, and you're not going to storm the court? I was very shocked. But, I mean, it is what it is, I guess. But I was very disappointed in that.
Yeah, and TCU, man, obviously went to Morgantown and lost. West Virginia, very good team. Every Big 12 team is pretty good at home, I'd say. So I wouldn't really call us an upset, but, you know, I was hoping TCU would win this game. Seton Hall, big win over UConn. They've been struggling, and I think this is a good win for them. And UConn, man, what is going on with UConn? They've lost a lot of games now, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I mean, they were taking down Power 6 teams left and right by double digits, and now they're on a big skid. So hopefully they can turn it around quick. I know Coach Hurley wasn't at this game due to COVID, I believe, but still, I mean, you have the pieces to win games. You should be winning these games, and another tough loss. I think most of their losses are coming on the road. I do say that, but I know that the last game they played against St. John's was at home. So I don't know what's going on with UConn. Definitely something to monitor. I think the Big East is wide open now. I really don't know who's going to come out of the Big East. I thought Xavier was trending in the right direction, but obviously they just fell the other day. So, yeah, I don't know who's Big East favorites right now at the moment.
It's none other than the Creighton Blue Jays.
Nope, definitely not either. So.
And, yeah, UConn is now the owner of the biggest home winning streak. They're at 16. After
UConn?
No, I mean Auburn. I said
okay, that's what I thought.
Auburn is the new owner of the longest home winning streak. Gonzaga, man, that was a heck of a home streak. 76 games is ridiculous. Marquette, very good win over Providence. Could not they weren't too lucky this game, I'd say, huh?
Yeah.
And obviously, Missouri, Arkansas. We could talk about these teams. We could talk about all. We could talk about all those fraudulent SEC teams when the time comes. But right now is not the time. We'll go to Thursday now, and Cam Shelton is him. He had a poor season last year in his first year. But like, oh man, man, he's averaging about 18.5 points a game now. That was what we expected from him last year. And now he's really turning up, and Loyola Marymount all of a sudden they're in a bowl conversation after this huge win, and they've had a really good season. Not too many bad losses on their resume either, looking at their schedule, huh?
Yeah, not really that much. And the West Coast Conference has definitely changed from the last time we talked about it. We'll go over conference standing breakdowns after you're done with your spiel. But yeah, LMU in prime position to maybe sneak in there. We thought San Francisco and BYU were going to be teams to do it, but the Dons are now 2-5 in conference play. BYU is 4-3. So a lot of movement in the West Coast. We'll talk about it in a couple minutes.
Yeah, and Charleston, inexcusable first half against Monmouth. That was a poor showing, especially against Monmouth, who you could make the argument could be the worst team in Division One this year. I think there is worse teams, but they are definitely down in the bottom. And it's very surprising because Monmouth is – they're typically a very good, well-coached program. But obviously, after losing all of their rotation players last year, it's definitely a rebuilding year for them. We kind of expected that. Michigan State at home, expected. And Florida Atlantic continues to win. And I think they have the longest winning streak, them in Charleston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many games? You know, let me check how many games.
One last thing. The game of the day was Northern Kentucky and Cleveland State. Yeah. Marquise Warrick on his birthday with the buzzer beating half quarter. So if you haven't watched that highlight, you got to go watch that. That was an insane clip, especially on his birthday. So happy belated to him.
Indeed. And yeah, win streak wise, Charleston has 19 now. They're 20, first team to reach 20 wins this season, 20-1 now. FAU on a 17-game win streak. They are 18-1. So Charleston played two more games. But, yeah, both these teams looking very strong right now. Quickly run down conference breakdowns so far. Most of these teams getting a lot more games under their belt. We'll start with the A-Sun. It's Liberty and Kennesaw State. Very surprised by that one. Both 7-1 now. 6-1, excuse me, in conference play. Right now for the America East, it's Binghamton. Did you expect this one?
Kinda. Like, I had them at number 3 in my America East preview.
Really?
But, yeah, I did.
Where did I put them? I want to look where I put them now. Because I remember putting them. I knew they were gonna turn things around after last year, but I didn't think they're gonna be this good. I gotta find it. Oh, they're my dark horse team actually.
Would you put them 4, 3?
I put them 3 as well. Yeah. So. Oh, yeah, UMass Lowell is your dark horse team. Hey, good job for us for the America East. We're looking solid on that thus far. American is obviously led by Houston right now, pretty dominant thus far. A-10, it's VCU and Dayton and St. Louis, all 5-1. But like we talked about last episode, it's all jambled right now in the A-10. Clemson, one game lead, 7-1 right now in the ACC, in front of Miami, Pitt, Virginia, and Wake Forest. Could you expect those four teams to be those five teams to be at the top right now? Probably not. UNC and Duke, both in the middle of the pack. Notre Dame, we got to talk about Mike Bray. He will be leaving Notre Dame after this season. Tough year this year for Notre Dame, but all in all, Mike Bray, very historic coaching career at Notre Dame. What are your thoughts on that news?
Yeah, well-deserved. Happy he could leave in his own terms. Obviously, a struggling season this year. And, yeah, obviously, I think his time has come, and yeah, congrats to him on a great career, and hope he does well for the rest of the season, and maybe this could light a spark in this team for the ACC tournament, because that's the only way they're getting in the tournament now.
Yeah, you never know. I've seen crazy things happen in this ACC, like we saw with VT last year. We'll see. Big 12, it's a three-way tie with Kansas State, Kansas, and Iowa State. Texas one game back, TCU and Baylor two games behind them. Big East is led by Xavier, but like we talked about, Marquette is a half a game behind. Providence one game back. Creighton is slowly climbing up, like you said. They are now two games behind Xavier. We'll see what they do. Big Sky is led by Eastern Washington, now 7-0 in conference play. Shout out to them. Big South, UNC Asheville and Longwood. Big Ten, Purdue, pretty dominant thus far. Big West is led by UC Riverside. Santa Barbara and UC Irvine are both a half a game behind. Charleston, 8-0 right now, two games ahead in the conference, Colonial Conference, excuse me, Conference USA. It's a 2.5 gap right now for FAU, which I'm very surprised about thus far. Horizon League, like you talked about, it's a bloodbath. Milwaukee, 7-2, Northern Kentucky, 7-2, Youngstown State, 7-2, Cleveland State and Oakland, both one game back. Ivy League, it's Princeton and Cornell, both leading the pack. Dartmouth is one game behind them, and the favorites, Penn, Harvard, and Yale, all in the middle of the pack right now, which I'm very surprised about thus far. The MAAC is led by Siena. Iona is one game behind them. Mid-American, Kent State, 5-0. Ball State and Akron, both one game behind them. MEAC, Morgan State, they've only played three games thus far, though, so kind of not a big enough sample size right there. The MVC, it's Southern Illinois and Belmont, still leading the charge. But like we talked about last episode, the MVC is still a very big bloodbath. Mountain West is Boise State and San Diego State, and Nevada is a half a game behind them. NEC, it's Fairleigh Dickinson. The biggest turnaround, I think, from last year to this year. They're now 5-0 in NEC play. Thankfully, Brian has left that conference because Brian would probably be dominating this conference as we speak. OVC, it's SIUE and Tennessee Tech, both at 5-2. Pac-12, UCLA, two-game lead on Arizona State. Patriot League, it's Colgate, two-game lead on Army and Lehigh. SEC, it's Bama and Texas A&M leading the charge. Tennessee and Auburn right behind them. Southern, SoCon, it's Samford still 7-0. UNC Greensboro is one game behind them. Southland, it's a four-way tie with A&M Commerce, A&M Corpus Christi, SELA, and Nichols. SWAC, it's Southern leading the charge, one game ahead, Alcorn State. Summit League, it's Oral Roberts looking to get back in the tournament. Got a good shot, two-game lead on the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State. Sun Belt, it's a four-way tie with Louisiana, Marshall, Southern Miss, and Louisiana Monroe. West Coast Conference, it's St. Mary's now in first place at 6-0. And Gonzaga, 5-1, one game behind them. And finally, the WAC, it's Seattle with a half-game lead on Utah Valley and Southern Utah. What are your thoughts? Anything surprise you with these conference standings thus far?
Yeah, I heard Louisiana Monroe. That caught my eye. I'm not even going to lie. I heard you say Louisiana Monroe. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, I'm very surprised, man. That conference, the Sun Belt Conference, is looking very good as well. It's all within four games. There's a lot of great teams in here. James Madison is one game back. Troy is one game back. Georgia Southern is one game back. There's a lot of great teams. App State, Georgia State, Texas State, the teams we thought were going to be very good are trending towards the bottom of the pack right now, which is great for this Sun Belt Conference. So I'm very excited for it.
And unfortunately, only one can make it.
Agreed. It is very unfortunate, but that's just how it goes sometimes. But yeah, I think that is all we got for the standings. A lot of good stuff. We'll continue to update those probably every Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, whenever we do an episode. We'll do it every here and there. But yeah, I think it's time for the slate. There's a lot of stuff to go over. Not today, at least. There's not a good slate today. So, you know, I'll kick things off.
Yeah, we'll start off with today. Anyways, there's some decent
games. There's some good games, but no
breaking. The first game of today is actually a really good game, in my opinion. It is Kent State hosting Ball State. Ball State, a very good team. I think they're second in the MAC, and Kent State's obviously the front runner right now. Who you got in this one?
Wow, what timing that was. yeah, I got Kent State winning this game. They're looking dominant, 8-0 at home, 15-3 in the year. Kent State is not a team you want to play in March Madness. I think they're going to get there. And I've loved this team for a while. Like I said last episode, I got them winning this game.
Yeah, I am too. And I think they're a top 25 team in my book.
Soon. I think they'll be there soon.
I think if they win this game, they're definitely going to receive a lot more votes. They got last time, and they might be in the double. I think they're going to get around. If they win this game, and if they do have a game this weekend and they win both, I think they're going to get around 20, in my opinion.
20 votes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. There's a lot. Looking at the receiving votes, there's a lot of teams that are going to trend up. So we'll see what that, we'll see how that goes. There's a couple teams in front of them that are going to trend up. We'll see how that goes. We'll go to 7 o'clock. We'll go with the Big East matchup. Villanova is still under 500, which is seems ridiculous at this point. Crazy to me. They're going to Madison Square Garden to take on St. John's, a team who just came off a great win against UConn. Do you think St. John's can turn things around, or do you think Villanova can somewhat get back on track? Both these teams 3-5 in Big East play.
I think St. John's has figured something out. I think they're going to win this game.
Yeah, I think it could go either way. St. John's at home, though, I'm going to go with them winning this game. And this is a good trend for them and Mike Anderson.
And next up, some Atlantic 10 play. We got Richmond hosting VCU in-state matchup. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, it should be a great game. Excited for this one. I'm going to go with VCU on the road. I think VCU is looking like the best team right now in this conference. But that's not saying a lot because this conference is still all over the place. Tickets are as low as 197. So I think this will be a great game, though. I'm going to go with VCU, though, in an in-state battle.
I'm going to go with Richmond. They've been quietly – they've had a quiet season, but I think they're a very good team, very high-floor team like always. And this is a team that could also make a run in the A-10 tournament. You saw it last year. They won the A-10 tournament, and they won a March Madness game against Iowa. So you never know with this Richmond team. This team has a really high floor.
Definitely agree. And game of the day is 11 o'clock. We got a great Mountain West matchup. Boise State comes to the Pit to take on New Mexico. Boise State is currently 5-1 in Mountain West play. New Mexico 4-2. This is a fantastic game. Both these teams looking to make the tournament, and they both have a good shot right now. Who do you have winning this game?
Yeah, I watched Boise State play, and they certainly passed the eye test. I'm taking Boise State in the Pit.
Wow. Only one team has taken down New Mexico in the Pit. Boise State will not be the second team. I got New Mexico strong with the Pit. And getting back to getting some more votes. Right now they're 29th in voting. I don't think they'll make the top 25 if they win this game, but I think they'll be very close at 26 or 27.
And we'll go to Saturday now. Starting at noon, number 8 Xavier hosts Georgetown. I think this is an easy decision.
Yeah. Patrick Ewing, I'm surprised they haven't fired him yet. I'll say that. I'm very surprised. They're 0-8 in Big East play, 5-14 on the year. It hasn't been very good. I still don't know how Georgetown made the tournament a couple of years ago. It really just blows my mind. I think it was a COVID year, so maybe that's why. But, yeah, I got Xavier winning this game.
Yeah, they haven't even won a conference game after they made the tournament.
That's bizarre.
It's been 2.5 years since they won a conference game. Fortunately, it's not gonna end.
Yeah, I agree. And we go to 12 o'clock. Very good game for the ACC. It's number 17 Miami going to Cameron Indoor to take on Duke. Duke has not lost a home game so far this year. Think Miami can put that in jeopardy?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I got Duke winning this game. Miami will probably drop out of the top 25 if they lose, but hard to tell. It's very hard to tell right now.
And our top 25 duties, obviously. Number 18, Charleston, travels to Boston to take on Northeastern. Maybe I'll watch this game and buy a ticket, but probably not. Who you got in this one?
Honestly, I wish I was home. I would honestly watch this game just to see how Charleston looks in person, because obviously it's a very entertaining team, as we can see. Yeah, Charleston's going to win this game. Hopefully they don't start off the first half slow like they did last game.
Yeah, I got Charleston too.
How are you tired? It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But regardless, we go to 12 o'clock again. Top 25 duties. Give us Arkansas. Arkansas is 1-5 in SEC play, which is kind of crazy. They start off the year, obviously, 12-1, 11-1. Since then, 1-5 in conference play. They do host Ole Miss, another team 1-5 in conference play. Who do you have winning this game?
Yeah, and they still got a number next to their name. They're 1-5 in conference play. They still got a number next to their name. That's mind-blowing to me. I'm going to take Ole Miss.
Yeah, I'll still take Arkansas, but, yeah, you won't see a number next to their name come Monday, even if they do win.
Yeah, and 1 o'clock, this is one of the games of the day. Number 2, Kansas hosts number 14, TCU. Who you got on this one?
Great game. Both these teams obviously coming off a loss, and both these teams hoping to bounce back. That being said, this game is in Allen Fieldhouse, so I will be taking Kansas in a close one. I think TCU can keep this game close. I mean, TCU blew out Kansas State, and theoretical logic, TCU beat Kansas State by a lot. Kansas State just beat Kansas, so TCU could beat Kansas, which I do think could happen, but this game is in Allen Fieldhouse, and Kansas has not lost there in a while, so I'm going Kansas.
I'm not going Kansas. I'm going TCU.
Of course you're not.
You know that.
Oh, yeah, obviously, but I think Kansas is going to win this game. But we will go to – we'll go to 2 o'clock as we got a really big Pac-12 matchup. It's UCLA number 5 going to Tucson to take on number 11 Arizona. Arizona needs a win bad, and I think if UCLA wins this game, I think they got the Pac-12 locked up already. I know that's very early to say, but UCLA will be at 9-0, and they'll be 3 games ahead of the next place team in the Pac-12. Who do you want in this game?
I'm going with – oh, man, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go with Arizona at home here. My heart's telling me UCLA, but my mind's telling me differently. So I'm going to go with my mind this time. I'm going to go with Arizona.
Usually I go with my heart.
I know, right?
I'm going to go with my heart. I think UCLA is going to win this game. And if they do win this game, I think the Pac-12 is locked up, like I said, which would be a very early showing for them. And, I mean, they're a top 5 team for a reason. I think they're going to win this game.
Number 10, Virginia travels to Wake Forest, and Wake just beat Clemson at home. You think they'll be the second consecutive ranked team?
I honestly think they got a shot. If they win this game, I think Wake Forest is definitely in. I think they're in top 25 conversation if they take down 2 ranked teams in a row. I know they're both at home, but still, very impressive stuff. I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm gonna pick them to win this game, and that's a huge win for them if they can get it done. So I'm excited to see what happens. I got Wake, though.
I'm also going to go Wake here.
Yeah, should be a great game. Stay at 2 o'clock. We got number 12, Iowa State, traveling to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. Do you think Iowa State can get in the top 10 with a win?
I do. Oklahoma State needs this win, though, obviously. But I don't think they're going to get it done against Iowa State.
Me either. I got Iowa State.
Mm-hmm. And number 13, Kansas State hosts Texas Tech. And Texas Tech looks like a lost season for them. We said that about Iowa, but hopefully them hearing this turn will help them turn around their season. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to go with I'm going with Kansas State. They look phenomenal, and they're going to be in the top 10 as well if they win.
Yeah, Kansas State.
And next game up, we got DePaul traveling to number 22 Providence. DePaul obviously coming off the big win against Xavier. Can they take down another ranked team, Providence?
No.
Why not?
It's at the dunk.
So what? You don't think DePaul can win?
I think they could win in Chicago, but not in Providence.
All right. I'll pick Providence, but I'm rooting for DePaul. I'll say that.
Uh-huh. And we'll stick with 2 o'clock. We'll go with Ohio State hosting Iowa. 2 teams in the middle of the pack. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, Ohio State is on a huge skid, and I mean huge. I think they've lost the past 5 games in a row, and they're slowly trending out after being ranked a couple weeks ago. I'm going to be going with Iowa.
Yeah, same here.
2 o'clock, A&M, 5-0 in SEC play. They go to Rupp. Do they think they can take down Kentucky at home?
I want them to, but I don't think they're going to.
I agree. I'm rooting for them, but I think Kentucky will also win.
And we will now go to 3:30 as number 16 Auburn travels to South Carolina. Who you got on that one?
I got Auburn. South Carolina is not good, and I don't know how they beat us.
Yeah.
And 4 o'clock, number 20 Marquette goes to Seton Hall, and this game's something to monitor. I'm gonna be tuning in this game. Do you think Seton Hall can take down 2 ranked teams both at home?
I do, but I'm gonna go with Marquette in this one.
I think this game will be very close, as this UConn-Seton Hall game was. I'm also going to go with Marquette in a very close game. And Marquette, a team to monitor for March Madness.
And LSU hosts number 9 Tennessee, also at 4 o'clock. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, I got Tennessee. LSU is very fraudulent.
Yeah, Tennessee.
4 o'clock, number 21 Baylor going to Norman, Oklahoma. Do you think they can take down Baylor at home?
I do, and I think they're going to. They need this win.
They do need this win, and I'm gonna give it to them as well. I think it'll be close, but I'm gonna give Oklahoma the benefit.
And we'll show some mid-major love. We'll go with Bradley hosting Belmont. Who you got in that one? It should be an interesting one.
Yeah, very interesting game. Obviously, Belmont first in the MVC. Bradley not too far behind, but Bradley is 10-0 at home. And with that being said, I think they're gonna go do 11-0 at home. I got Bradley winning this game.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Bradley as well. They're sneaky good at home.
Agreed. And would you expect UAB to be 4-4 right now in Conference USA play? I would not. And they're hosting North Texas, who is right now in second in Conference USA play. What do you got winning this game?
North Texas here. I'm going with the defense over the offense.
Yeah, I'm going to as well. I got North Texas, a team that can take down FAU. Probably the only team right now that has a shot in my eyes.
And we'll go to 5 o'clock. We'll go with UNC hosting NC State here. Two teams that need a win. Who you got on this one?
Yeah, they both need a win. I think UNC needs this win more than their in-state rival. I want NC State to win, but this game's at Chapel Hill. I'm gonna go with UNC.
I'll go with UNC.
6 o'clock, number 4 Auburn going to Columbia to take on Missouri. Do you think Missouri can take down another ranked team?
Yeah, it's number 4 Alabama, and you said Auburn.
I did.
Yeah, you said Auburn.
Sorry, yeah. I'm 2 years of in the past. Sorry.
Yeah. I'll go Alabama here.
Yeah, I got Bama as well. They look like the best, one of the best teams in the nation, without a doubt.
And West Virginia hosts number 7 Texas. Could they take down Texas? Could they take down 2 ranked teams in Texas in a row?
No, I got Texas winning this game.
I agree with you. No, they're not taking down Texas.
6 o'clock, VT coming to Little John to take on number 19 Clemson. Who do you get?
Go with Clemson here.
Thank you. I got Clemson.
Yeah. We'll go to let's see now. Obviously, after 6 o'clock, there's the football game, so not really too much action going on, would you say?
Yeah, most of the powerhouse games are obviously in the morning before the games, but there are some.
We'll go to nine o'clock though. We'll go to Florida Atlantic number 24. They take on UTEP. Who you got on this one?
Yeah, I got FAU going to 9-0 in Conference USA play, and they're slowly falling away from the rest of the pack right now in the Conference USA.
Got a little hunch here.
Wow.
I'm going with UTEP.
Wow. Big hunch. We'll see if you're right with that one. 10 o'clock, number 6, Gonzaga, going to Pacific. Can Gonzaga avoid a 2-game skid?
It'd be stupid of me to say Pacific's going to win this, but no, they're not going to win this. Gonzaga will.
Yeah, I agree. I want Pacific to win, but realistically, they probably won't.
Mm-hmm. And probably the last game you should watch. I don't know if we're going to cover any more after this, but Arizona State hosts USC, and a team of two Pac-12 teams that are probably in the bubble right now. Who you got?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I'm gonna go USC. Just my hunch. Arizona State is finally the team we expect them to be after 2 years. They're finally looking good, but I'm gonna go with USC winning this game.
I'll go with USC as well.
And we go to Sunday, short slate on Sunday. We'll start at noon. Butler going to Hartford to take on number 15, UConn. Can UConn somehow avoid a huge skid and win a game?
Yeah, they can. Against Butler, yeah.
I would hope so. I'm going on UConn as well.
We got number 3, Purdue hosting Maryland. Who you got on this one?
I'm going to go. Maryland is a sneaky good team. They just took down Michigan. Michigan, by the way, 0-7 in quad one wins. I don't really like Michigan, so I'm happy for that. Shout out Maryland. But, yeah, Purdue is going to win this game since it's in Mackey.
Yeah, Purdue.
1 o'clock. Let's cover the American game first. We got Memphis going to Cincinnati to take on the Bearcats. Both these teams looking for second place right now in the American. Who do you got?
I'm going with Cincinnati.
I'm going to go Cincinnati at home as well.
Yeah, no. Might as well cover my school.
Yeah, I was going to.
We'll go with UMass Lowell hosting Bryant. And two top teams in America East so far. Who you got in this one?
Great game. Looking forward to it. I wish I might watch it. ESPN Plus. We'll see what the football game's looking like as well. But I'm going to go with UMass Lowell winning this game.
You're ridiculous, man. You're crazy. I'm not. I'm not talking to you for to,
Why?
I'm talking to you about minutes.
Numbers don't lie. The numbers don't lie.
Yeah, the numbers are telling me Brian is winning this game.
For what reason?
They're just better than UMass Lowell, man.
All right. UMass Lowell is 10-0 at home. We'll see if Brian can take them down. But we'll keep moving forward. Number one, Houston hosts Temple. Can Temple somehow pull off an upset?
If it was in Philly, yeah, but it's not in Philly, so no.
Yeah,
Temple away plays like one of the worst teams in Division One, and Temple at home plays like a tournament team. So you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I'm gonna go with Houston as well.
We might as well cover this last game. Wofford hosts Furman. Two teams in the middle of the pack of the SoCon. Who you got in that one?
Yeah, should be an interesting game. I'm gonna go with Furman on the road. I mean, both these teams are within a 30-minute drive. I'm gonna go with Furman.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Furman as well. I'm happy this game's on ESPNU. We'll probably watch it if there's a blowout in the football games.
Definitely agree. And yeah, obviously, as you know, loaded slate this weekend. A lot of good stuff going on with football as well. But I'm very excited to get back to it. We'll be back on Monday for a Top 25 episode. And we'll see how this thing shakes up, because there's going to be a lot of movement already, as we've seen with so many upsets these past couple of days, and hopefully looking for more this weekend. So we'll see how that goes. Any final thoughts?
No, not really.
All righty. So with that being said, 54 days left till the season, till March Madness tips off, I should say. And as always, we thank you guys for tuning in. And it's always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. Thank you guys for tuning in.